case is number 06-7321, Hernandez-Garcia against the Department of Veterans Affairs. Mr. Raven, you're ready.
May it please the court. The issue presented in this matter involves the interpretation of the phrase final judgment within the meaning of the EJIA statute. Mr. Hernandez-Garcia contends that the Veterans Court erred because its interpretation of final judgment is inconsistent with the definition provided in the statute.
Hasn't this case been decided in SAI or SAI Industries?
Yes, very similar, sir, but I would contend that SAI was erroneous in that final judgment is not necessarily the day of the 60th day. In SAI, as in this case, the Veterans Court and many courts have found that final judgment is the 60th day. But Mr. Hernandez-Garcia contends that can't be possible because you cannot file your application for EJIA on the 60th day, and it must be the following day because the 60th day hasn't expired.
Well, but the problem I have is you say you think SAI was wrongly decided, but this panel is bound by that decision. I mean...
No, but SAI didn't also... SAI.
Can you distinguish SAI?
The only way I can distinguish SAI is that SAI never really interpreted the term final judgment. SAI never got into the definition of final judgment as 241.2d.2g. And the line of cases state that final judgment is the 60th day, but without any interpretation of what final judgment is, even though it's defined in the statute. The statute clearly defines final judgment as a judgment that is final and not appealable. And the 60th day, anyone can file an appeal all the way up to 12 o'clock.
Yes, but interestingly, in SAE, we dealt with an almost identical argument. There, it wasn't that they could file it on the computer up till midnight. It was that they could put it in a lockbox outside the courtroom up until midnight, and we rejected that as a justification for adding in another day.
Yes, the argument in SAI was about the lockbox outside the parking lot of the court's building. But I think that to distinguish the two cases, or distinguish from that case, I didn't see a definition or interpretation of what final judgment meant. They're very similar arguments, but final judgment has never been truly defined. I mean, it's defined by the statute, but it hasn't been applied in terms of how it applies to the Veterans Court. In SAI, it was applied to the Court of Claims, but not to the Veterans Court. In the line of cases, there are...
But you don't contend that there are any... Do you, that there are any significant differences in the rules of the Court of Federal Claims and the Veterans Court with respect to calculating these dates? You don't claim that that there's something different in the rules of the Veterans Court that should lead to a contrary result, do you?
I think that if there's a... Well, Your Honor, I looked at the Veterans Court's decision versus SAI, what the Court of Claims had done, and the Veterans Court relies upon a decision in Luster. And in Luster, if you follow the line of cases, it appears that the court is saying that on the 60th day of final judgment, that day is not counted because the 60th day is the expiration of the day in which to file a notice of appeal to the court. To distinguish the two of them, I think they are similar. I would obviously concede that. But I don't think there's been a true interpretation of the terms final judgment. And frankly, if final judgment is the 60th day, then it has to be for the... It just doesn't meet the statute. It's the expiration of the 60th day. No one can file an EJIA application on the 60th day. It would be premature. And the expiration of a day is at 12 o'clock. So at 11:59, if I were to have a veteran, for example, who died on the 60th day, final judgment could not have been on that day because under the court's rules, when a veteran dies, his claim dies with him. And it seems to be inconsistent with the definition in the statute.
But the count started on the following day.
December 25th was Christmas. December 26th was a Monday, was a federal holiday. December
27th. And I counted on my fingers and I got 31 days.
December 27th was the 60th day, the very last day in which to file a notice of appeal to this court. When that day expired, which was at 12 o'clock at night, was December 28th. The contention of Mr. Hernandez-Garcia is that final judgment doesn't occur until 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, I've never been here at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock of the 27th or 12 o'clock of the 28th?
12 o'clock is the start of a new day. It's the 28th.
So you count the 28th.
The 28th is the date of final judgment. That's the whole argument that the appellant raises, is that final judgment is the 28th. And the aegis statute says that an application must be filed within 30 days. If you count the first day, which is the 28th, and count 30 days, I would be out of luck and I would be out of time. But if you count the first day, if you file an application on that day after the 27th, on the 28th, if you file it on that day, you're on the same day of final judgment. If you file it the next day, you're within 1 day of final judgment. If you file it within the third day, you're within 2 days of final judgment. So, final judgment was on the 28th, it would be January 27th, 31 days in December, counting forward. But the way, if you count the first day, it all goes on whether or not you believe a day expires. When does a day expire? Does it expire at 12 o'clock midnight? And if it does, then when is final judgment? Final judgment can't be the 60th day because under the definition, you can still file an appeal. When that day expires, it's actually the next day. It might seem confusing. And it might seem like I'm entirely lost and out of time for filing an application 1 day out of time.
It might.
It's
not higher math.
No, it's not, but it's... My dad wanted to have a pool in his backyard, so he had these stairs that are each 12 inches high. He's very old, and he asked the contractor to make the stairs shorter. The contractor said, sure, we'll just add 4 inches to every stair. But that wouldn't solve the problem, because 4 inches would just make every stair equal height. You're right, it's not high math, but it's a question of whether or not you think that final judgment can be on the 60th day.
All right, let's hear from the other side, and we'll save your time for rebuttal. Mr. Kearney.
May it please the court. Your Honor, less than 2 years ago in SAI Industries, this court upheld a ruling by the United States Court of Federal Claims that was in sum and substance identical to the ruling that Mr. Hernandez-Garcia challenges here today. And in that decision, the court said that it had no reason to disagree with the Court of Federal Claims' conclusion that the last day for filing an appeal is the day on which the 30-day period for filing an EJIA application begins. And the court held that, and I would disagree with counsel for Mr.
But you're saying then that they overlap by 1 day?
Excuse me, Your Honor, that
you're saying that the time that you count for filing an appeal overlaps by 1 day with the period running after the judgment?
No, Your Honor, because the day, the clock starts to run on the last day for filing an appeal, but under the rules of court, both the Court of Federal Claims under their Rule 6A and under Rule 26A of the Veterans Court, almost identical rules, under both of those rules, you exclude the first day. The operative event is excluded from the calculation. So that day, the last day for filing your notice of appeal, is excluded when you count the 30 days. It's the next day, the first day that the decision is no longer appealable, that is then counted in the 30 days. Pardon me. And this court held in SAI that under the normal and usual meaning and application of those terms, the terms that are found in both the rule of court and in 28 U.S.C. 2412 Section D, which contains the 30-day period, under the normal and usual meaning and application of those terms, That's the way it's calculated. You count the day after the last day for filing an appeal. And that was the decision that was reached by this court in SAI. And as Your Honors have discussed, that decision is binding precedent. And there's no suggestion in Mr. Hernandez-Garcia's brief that the court should revisit that decision en banc. And in fact, there was a petition for rehearing en banc in the SAI case, and this court declined to hear that case en banc. So there is no real distinction between the facts of SAI and the facts of this case. The only distinction is that case involved Rule 6A of the Court of Federal Claims, and this case involves Rule 26A of the Veterans Court, and the intersection of those rules of court and the statutory provision for Egypt. And so that is really a distinction without a difference, because the rules of court are virtually identical. And unless the court has any more questions.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kearney.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Mr. Raven, you have the last word.
Thank you, Your Honor. As counsel suggested, the clock starts to run on the last day. If the clock starts to run on the last day, on the 60th day, then an application could be filed on that day. But that's not the case. An application would be premature because a notice of appeal could still be filed on that last day up until 12 o'clock. So that simply cannot be correct logically. It's just not logical. Counsel also said that the first day that the decision is no longer appealable is the day it's not counted under the statute. The first day that a decision is no longer appealable is at the expiration of the 60th day, which would have been on December 28th. I don't have anything further to add.
Okay. Thank you. We'll do the arithmetic. Okay, Mr. Raven, Mr. Kearney, the case is taken under submission.